This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. They're going to start telling us what they know. The House panel investigating last year's U.S. Capitol riot holds its first primetime hearing tonight, Thursday night. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Pete Aguilar says the committee's interviewed more than 1,000 people, reviewed more than 140,000 documents.
We're ready to tell the story.
Fellow member Elaine Luria says it's a chilling story about a conspiracy to corrupt the entire government.
The hair on the back of your neck should stand up.
The panel's promising new and explosive information over a series of hearings, though it's unclear what that will entail. Republicans like Elise Stefanik are dismissing the entire probe as illegitimate.
It is a smear campaign
against Donald Trump and his backers. Sagar Magani, Washington.
After an 11-year-old girl told lawmakers she covered herself with the blood of a dead classmate to keep from being shot by the Uvalde, Texas gunman, the House passed a gun control bill last night. The AP's Mike Gracia.
The measure would raise the age limit for purchasing a semi-automatic rifle and bar the sale of ammunition magazines with a capacity of more than 15 rounds. But the legislation has little chance of being passed in the Senate, where the focus is on improving mental health programs, bolstering school security, and enhanced background checks.
President Biden's got a warning.
In a moment when democracy is under assault around the world, let us unite again.
His appeal to leaders from across the hemisphere at the Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles. Fears of a global food crisis are ratcheting up because Ukraine isn't able to export millions of tons of grain through its blockaded ports as it battles Russia. Gas is up to $4.97 a gallon this morning, says the AAA, up 26 cents in a week. This is AP News. An armed man is under arrest after threatening to kill Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh at his home in Maryland, say authorities. The AP said Donahue.
Prosecutors say Nicholas Roski was carrying a gun, a knife, and zip ties, and told police he was going to break into Kavanaugh's house and kill him.
If these reports are correct, an assassination attempt against a sitting justice or something close to it.
Roski told police he was upset by a leaked draft opinion suggesting the Supreme Court is about to overturn Roe versus Wade, the landmark abortion case. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell wants the Senate to pass a Supreme Court security bill.
This is exactly the kind of event that many feared, that the terrible breach of the court's rules and norms could fuel.
Roski also told police he believed Kavanaugh would support loosening gun laws after the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?